Mental health experts who helped draft the settlement at Waupun say the changes it calls for are similar to those made 10 years ago at the Boscobel prison. It prohibits cells with bright lights that never go off and frosted windows that prevent inmates from seeing outside their cells, and increases recreation opportunities for inmates being held in solitary confinement. California psychologist Terry Coopers wrote reports supporting the changes at both Boscobel and Waupun. He says similar changes at a supermax in Mississippi led to a decrease in inmate violence.
It decreased on account of removing basically four-fifths of the prisoners in the supermax and putting them either in mental health treatment, if they needed it, or in the general population. So I think the effects in Wisconsin would be similar.
Both of the two mentally ill inmates who filed the Waupun lawsuit had tried to commit suicide. Lighting changes and new windows in the detention center there, plus financial settlement for the inmates and their attorneys, will cost the state $173,000. UW psychiatry professor Ken Robbins interviewed the Waupun inmates. He says the most important result of the changes will come after they're released.
We have this huge population of people with mental illness in the prison who are going to be released. It's not that it's about coddling prisoners. It's about how do you manage their mental illness in a way that when they leave, they're not going to be even more dangerous than they were before.
The lawyer representing the prisoners is pleased with the settlement, but he says the state still needs to do a better job of managing mentally ill inmates. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.